With Talking Money, I'm Jaime Calle Moreno. The Competitions and Markets Authority have come out to ask businesses if they are cheating or competing after recent research has revealed the lack of understanding around competition laws. These competition laws are normally designed in maintaining market competition by regulating anti-competitive conduct by companies and are implemented through public and private enforcement. Last year, the CMA issued fines amounting to £43 million, demonstrating a continued lack of knowledge in how these laws and regulations work, putting businesses at future risk. We had the chance to speak to Howard Cartledge, Senior Director of Cartels at the CMA, as he explained more about the recent research findings.
So we carried out research that's specifically focused on the construction sector, though I think it's fair to say it probably applies to a lot of sectors. And we were really trying to find out what the awareness of businesses within that sector was of the rules on cartels. So those are the rules prohibiting competitors from colluding with each other to fix prices or share out customers between them or to rig bids. And really, the results were quite disappointing in that we find relatively high proportions of people who clearly weren't aware of the rules against cartels. So 29%, so nearly a third of those that we surveyed thought that it was okay to attend meetings with their competitors to agree prices. And an even higher percentage, 32%, thought that it was fine if competitors got together and agreed not to supply each other's customers. And there was a slightly better score, but still worrying that 25%, as much as a quarter of businesses, thought that it was okay to discuss bids in competitive tenders with other bidders and to agree who's going to win the tender.
Breaking competition laws can come with serious consequences, as Howard explains.
The fines can be as high as 10% of the global turnover of the business that's been caught up in the cartel. So that can be very serious. I mean, we apply a set of rules to determine it, so it's not always an automatic 10%. But that is the maximum that you can be fined for this kind of activity. And I should say, we the CMA, and indeed the laws, view cartels as an obvious kind of hardcore breach. So fines are likely to be high for if you get involved in a cartel. So that's one thing, the business itself getting fined. Individuals also can face sanctions. So there's a criminal regime in the UK, so you can face criminal charges if you've been the one who's caused your business to enter into the cartel. And we also try to protect shareholders and business companies from directors who have been involved in cartels. By seeking disqualification orders to stop them acting as directors if they've shown that they're effectively not fit to be a director because they've engaged in cartel activity.
To combat the lack of knowledge around competition laws and financial cartel conduct, the CMA are launching a new campaign.
The ongoing cases and the statistics that have come out of our recent survey suggest that we still have work to do to educate people, and that's exactly what we don't want to do. So we've got this campaign called Cheating or Competing, and the purpose of that is really to remind businesses that it's up to them to understand the difference between cheating and competing, and to make sure that they understand their rights and their responsibilities when dealing with the suppliers or their customers.
Competition laws are put in place to protect the consumer, but at the end of the day, it is the business's responsibility to educate themselves and to ensure they are not taking part in illegal cartel activity. With Talking Money, I'm Jaime Calle Moreno.